Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Death toll in Wayanad landslide in Kerala reaches 165. Rescue and relief operations in full swing. Government says bullet train project is moving on fast track. 1983 batch IAS officer Preeti Sudhan appointed as chairperson of Union Public Service Commission. Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh killed in Iranian capital of Tehran. AMTI forecast isolated extremely heavy to heavy rainfall across the country for the next few days. And in Paris Olympics, Indian boxers, archers, shuttlers and shooters in action today. And now the news in detail. In Kerala, death toll in the massive landslide that devastated Wayanad yesterday has reached 165. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. A massive search operation is underway, led by the Army, Navy, Air Force, NDRF and other agencies in the affected area. Four relief columns of Defence Security Corps Centre and the Territorial Army Battalion are in the region. Kerala Governor Arif Mohammed Khan and Goa Governor P.S. Sridharan Pillai visited Wayanad today. More details from our correspondent.
The landslide hit Churalmala and Mundakai in Wayanad district is completely devastated, causing large-scale destruction to life and property. The rescue teams are retrieving more bodies from the sites today. Death toll is likely to rise as over 100 people are missing and several bodies are reported to be lying buried beneath the debris. 186 persons are undergoing treatment in various hospitals. Over 3,000 people are there in various relief camps in Wayanad alone. The construction of Bailey Bridge by Army is progressing in Mundakai to speed up the relief operations. The state government informed the public to avoid unnecessary visit to the district area of Wayanad. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan is holding a high-level meeting today, taking stock of the situation. Mayusha with reports from Arun Vincent for Akashvani News from Wayanad.
In Jharkhand, restoration work is underway on a wharf footing on Tata Nagar Chakradharpur rail section of South Central Railway. 16 out of 18 coaches of Howrah Mumbai Mail have been removed from the railway track. Repair of rail track and electrification work will only be started after the removal of all the coaches of the ill-fated train from the track. Rail traffic has been disrupted since yesterday morning after 18 coaches of the Howrah Mumbai Mail derailed between Barabampo and Karsawa railway stations near Kotaveda village under Chakradharpur Railway Division. The General Manager of Southeastern Railway, Anil Kumar Mishra, said, effort is on to restore rail traffic on this section as soon as possible. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, TM Selva Ganapathy of DMK accused the government for giving less allocation for the railways projects in Tamil Nadu. He also accused the government of neglecting the state. He raised the issue of safety of railways and higher operational cost. Dilip Sakhi of BJP said the country is witnessing positive effects of work done to build the robust railways infrastructure. He said world-class railways infrastructure have been made under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said budgetary allocation for railways have witnessed tremendous growth since 2014. He said railways has received a record allocation of over 2,52,000 crore rupees in financial year 2024-25. Devesh Rakhia of Samajwadi Party, Bapi Haldar of TMC, Harish Chandra Meena of Congress also participated in the discussion. Government today asserted that the bullet train project is moving on fast track. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said, for the first time in the country, a 21-kilometre long tunnel is being constructed 30 metres under the sea as part of the project. He said 320 kilometres of the foundation work of the project has been completed and many initiatives are taking place under Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign. Mr. Vaishnav said bullet train project is a technology intensive project.
बुलेट ट्रेन की डिजाइन पे एक गहन अध्ययन के साथ बहुत ध्यान से और जापान के जो सबसे अच्छे एक्सपर्ट्स हैं उन एक्सपर्ट्स के साथ चर्चा करके ये डिजाइन किया गया है इसका जो फाउंडेशन है और जो पिलर है और जो वायाडक्ट है करीब करीब उसमें 320 किलोमीटर का प्रोग्रेस हो गया है। टोटल प्रोजेक्ट 5 किलोमीटर का है, लेकिन जैसे ही श्री शिंदे जी और श्री देवेंद्र फडणवीस जी की सरकार आई, तुरंत उन्होंने सारी परमिशंस दी और अब महाराष्ट्र में भी सारा लैंड एक्विजिशन का काम कंप्लीट हो गया है। बीकेसी स्टेशन का काम बहुत तेजी से चल रहा है।
Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia has said that 5G spectrum auction 2023-24 has brought in a revenue of over 11,340 crore rupees to the government exchequer. In a reply in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Scindia said, spectrum auction 2023-24 was primarily conducted to maintain continuity of services by giving opportunity to telecom service providers to replenish the spectrum which was expiring this year and to incrementally augment the existing mobile services. He said the auction started on the 25th of June and concluded on the 26th after 7 rounds of bidding. The Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak 2024 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today by the Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarappu Ramamohan Naidu. While introducing the bill, the minister said Aircraft Act was established in 1934 and a lot of amendments have been made over the years. He said the amendments were incorporated in the Act in bits and pieces. He said this has created confusion in the Act. He said the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak has been brought to clear out any confusion. The Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak empowers the central government to make rules regulating the design, manufacture, maintenance, possession, use, operation, sale, export or import of any aircraft or class of aircraft and for securing the safety of aircraft operations. Lakshman Prasad Acharya today took oath as the governor of Manipur. The swearing-in ceremony was held this morning at Raj Bhavan in Imphal. The oath of office was administered by the Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, Siddharth Mridul. Om Prakash Mathur today took oath as the 16th governor of Sikkim. Mr. Mathur was administered the oath of office by Sikkim High Court Chief Justice Vishwanath Somadhar during a function held at the Raj Bhavan in Gangtok. Gulab Chand Kataria today took oath as the new governor of Punjab and Chandigarh administrator at Punjab Raj Bhavan. Chief Justice of Punjab and Haryana High Court, Sri Lagu, administered the oath. Former Union Minister Santosh Kumar Gangwar today took oath as new governor of Jharkhand. The acting Chief Justice of Jharkhand High Court, Sujit Narayan Prasad, administered him the oath of office and secrecy at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at TIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Former Union Health Secretary and 1983 batch IAS officer Preeti Sudhan has been appointed as the chairperson of the Union Public Service Commission or UPSC. President Draupadi Murmu has approved the appointment of Ms. Sudhan. She will take charge on the 1st of August. Ms. Sudhan will succeed Dr. Manoj Soni, who resigned earlier this month before the end of his tenure. Over 5 crore candidates appeared in different exams conducted by the National Testing Agency or NTA since its formation. It conducted 250 exams so far. When the Modi government came into power, the government increased the medical seats to 1,10,000 in the last 10 years. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan informed the House while responding to a supplementary in Rajya Sabha today. Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has lauded the government's efforts towards the conservation of the country's culture and heritage through capacity building and international cooperation. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Shekhawat said that the World Heritage Committee meeting, which was concluding today in the country, is one of the examples that showcase the increase in India's capacity following its G20 chairmanship.
2000 से ज्यादा डेलीगेट्स जिस कार्यक्रम में उपस्थित होने थे, ऐसा कार्यक्रम आयोजित कर और सफलतापूर्वक आयोजित कर भारत की जो कैपेसिटी G20 के बाद में बढ़ी है, जिस तरह से भारत ने ये क्षमता अर्जित की है, उसका एक नायाब उदाहरण जो है वो देखने को मिला है। वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज कमेटी की मीटिंग में जो देश में पहली बार आयोजित हुई, उसमें भारत की एक और पूरा महत्व की संपदा है, असम के सराइदेव जिले में स्थित जो मोइदाम्स हैं, वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज लिस्ट में सम्मिलित किया गया है।
Highlighting that the World Heritage Committee meeting was held in the country for the first time, Mr. Shekhawat noted that Moithams in Assam's Charaideo district, belonging to the Thai Ahom dynasty, who ruled the region from 6th to 12th of century, the burial grounds created by them have been listed on the World Heritage Sites list. Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh has arrived in New Delhi for a three-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers, and business seekers. Prime Minister Chinh is scheduled to hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will host a luncheon in his honour. Prime Minister Chinh will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will also call on the visiting Prime Minister. The political head of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, has been assassinated in Tehran. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said in a statement today, Haniyeh was killed alongside with one of his bodyguards at his residence in the Iranian capital of Tehran while he was in the town to attend Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian's swearing-in ceremony. Earlier, Israel said it has killed a top Hezbollah commander after carrying out a strike on a southern suburb of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, yesterday. Former Indian Information Service IIS officer Suresh Chandra Sharma passed away today in New Delhi. He was 83. Mr. Sharma retired from the post of Joint Director in the New Services Division of Akashvani in the year 2020. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall with very heavy falls over northwest, northeast, west, central and southern parts of the country for the next few days. The IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Karnataka today and over central Maharashtra till Saturday. In Paris Olympics, boxers, archers, shuttlers and shooters are in action for India on day 5 of the 2024 Paris Olympics today. Boxer Lavina Borgohain will begin her campaign against Suniva Hofstad of Norway. Here is a report from our correspondent covering Paris Olympics.
Today, the Indian athletes, who have a busy day ahead of themselves competing across multiple sports, will hope luck shines on them. First off, in the morning in shooting, double Asian Games gold medalist Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar is in action with partner Swapnil Kushale in the qualification rounds of the 50-meter rifle three positions. Sreyashi Singh and Rajeshwari Kumari, a little far back in the field, continue their quest to make the final of the women's trap event. Superstar shuttler PV Sindhu and the in-form Lakshya Sen are taking to the badminton courts at the Porte de la Chapelle Arena in their group matches. Meanwhile, India's only participant in individual dressage, Anush Agarwal, is also going to perform today at the iconic Chateau de Versailles. Some important table tennis matches are coming up later today. Srija Akula will be playing in a second round women's singles match and Manika Batra will be attempting to make it to the quarterfinals at around 5 p.m. local time. Archery action continues at the Awalid. At around 12:26 p.m. local time, four-time Olympian Deepika Kumari will be playing in the first round of the individual competition. The other veteran of the squad, Tarundeep Rai, will play his in the evening around 6 p.m. Balraj Panwar is out of the medals race but will be giving his best in the classification races in his final bow at this year's Olympics. It is an important day at the boxing arena in North Paris with Olympic medalist Lavlina Borgohain coming out on the ring for the first time in these games. She will be taking part in the women's 75kg quarterfinals in the afternoon. Late at night at around 9 p.m. Nishant Dev will be in action in the men's 71kg pre-quarterfinals. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting from Paris. Au revoir.
In some more news, in Jammu, another batch of 1,654 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 51 vehicles earlier this morning. Of these, 456 pilgrims left for Baltal Base Camp and 1,198 for Pahalgam Base Camp at 3:20 a.m., from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Death toll in Wayanad landslide in Kerala reaches 165. Rescue and relief operations in full swing. Government says bullet train project is moving on fast track. 1983 batch IAS officer Preeti Sudhan appointed as chairperson of Union Public Service Commission. Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh killed in Iranian capital Tehran. IMD forecast isolated extremely heavy to heavy rainfall across the country for the next few days. In Paris Olympics, Indian boxers, archers, shuttlers and shooters in action today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.